Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
In Acts 26, verse 19, Paul said, "I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision." The Word for Today is the second in our series about when God gives you a vision. Now, when this happens, first of all, it will interrupt you. Sometimes God will speak in a voice that you can't tune out. Other times, like Jonah, God will let you go to the bottom to get your attention. Either way, things won't go right until you say yes to Him. Secondly, it will illuminate you. You may not like what God says. Ananias didn't like going to pray for Saul of Tarsus, a man with the power to put Christians to death. But God said to him in Acts chapter 9, "Go, for he is a chosen vessel. I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake." Now notice that word suffer. The devil isn't going to send you a congratulatory letter because you've decided to do God's will, so be prepared for an attack. And thirdly, it will inspire you. You'll accomplish things you've never dreamed possible. Look at Gideon. When God found him, he was hiding in a wine press. Not exactly a promising start. When the angel called him a mighty man of valor, he replied, "I'm the least in my father's house." When the angel said, "The Lord is with you," he replied, "If the Lord is with us, then why has all this happened to us?" And when he finally took the job, he wondered, "How can so few of us defeat so many of them?" Yet at that very moment, his enemies were having nightmares about him. You can read about that in Judges chapter 7. The secret of victory lies in knowing that God is working in me, as Philippians 2 verse 13 says. When God gives you a vision, part 2, that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.